That very first restaurant incident I was talking about with where Chris encouraged me to go, and then I stuck around and I met Chris and Kevin and Alex and John, and we talked and showed each other our worst high school pictures. That very same night, it was also the first Your Stories for someone who has become a friend and a good person and someone I'm so proud to know, Ms. Shelby Mongan.
Okay, so I'm going to start this off with a reminder of a platitude. Frequently people say it is a bad idea to get a significant other's name tattooed on your body. Stick that one in the back of your brain. The first time I came to Chicago, I was in middle school. I am from the East Coast, where everything is indeed disturbingly close together. My uncle... my mom and my uncle were very close, and my uncle had lived on Capitol Hill for a long time in Washington, D.C., but he had moved out to Chicago, for work. And when I came and visited, they had just recently had their first baby, my little cousin, Charlie, and they were living in Lincoln Square right over the bookseller. And I was a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, weird-as-hell little kid. I'm not joking. Check the archives. I've talked about it a lot. So we went to their apartment in Chicago, and I got the opportunity to wander around the street a little bit. And for those of you, if you're familiar with Lincoln Square, you'll know that whole area. Like, a kid that came from a smaller town on the East Coast to see a bookstore with a cafe where these like really hip, interesting people were hanging out. And there was this cool record store down the street, which when I was really into my like terrible pop punk phase was like the Mecca. It was the coolest. I've started falling in love. A couple years later, I came back to the city. I was in high school, and my uncle, who was at the time working right off of Michigan Avenue, took me into work. So at 7:45 in the morning, he dropped me off at a Starbucks, and he said, "I will see you at 5," and went to work. And I was elated. I went shopping. I walked around. I had lunch. I went to museums, which was like a weird thought when I was just a random 14, 15-year-old wandering around. I went to a museum by myself. I actually went and got lottery tickets and saw the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee by myself in the middle of the day. Great musical. And that cemented my love. Chicago stopped just being like a place in the Midwest I had heard of, or like the place where my uncle lived. It started to become the city with a capital C. I started to fall in love. A couple years later, when I was looking at colleges, my mom had been in town visiting, and they happened to drive through Lincoln Park, and they spotted DePaul University, and my mom thought it seemed really cool. She saw this big church on campus. For those of you who don't know, I am Catholic. I studied Catholic studies. I have a master's degree in theology. That's a whole other weird story. But she thought it looked really cool, and she looked around, and it was like a city school, and it was neat. And I've been looking at some other places, but as soon as she came back and kind of snuck a brochure under my door and we started talking about it, I knew I had to go there. Like, I prayed that the scholarships would be enough that I could afford to go to the school. And luckily it was. And I got into DePaul. There's something really remarkable about the way that you experience a place when you are a freshman in college, because you don't have bills or like responsibilities or much of your time taken up by anything. So I have these remarkable memories of like walking to the lakeshore at 1 a.m. with friends and just staring at the city from out on the beach, which I can't do now. That's irresponsible. I have to go to work in the morning. I have amazing memories of going to festivals. My first day, we went to a jazz festival, and I was laying in Millennium Park watching the sun set, seeing the colors of the sky change around the buildings, see the lights flickering on, signaling the change from day to night, and I was head over heels in love. I felt fizzy in the way that everyone in every romantic comedy does, that meet-cute moment. That was my meet-cute moment, that I knew I was in love. And a lot has changed. Things have happened. I just
grew up some, marginally. I grew up some, but there were times where things waned, but I still loved the city. I actually took to referring to Chicago as my boyfriend when I was in college, which should signal how remarkably successful my love life was in college. But I meant it authentically. I meant that this city had given me so much love and care and affection and had given so much to me. And I really did feel like it was a relationship. Like I was giving to the city and the city was giving to me. And things kept going forward. I started to see some of the less shiny parts of the city, but in the same way with any other relationship, things are real sparkly at first, and then you start to see some of the grime, but you still love them anyway. You still find ways around it. You still aim to clean up some of that grime if possible and help it out. But, you know, things mellow as they did in relationships. And when I went to grad school, I had to move. I moved for 2 years to Ohio, which was a lovely experience. Suburbia, really cool. Neat rent prices, for example. But I was worried that when I left that the appeal of Chicago would be gone, that I would have grown out of it or that like we would have grown apart when we were in different places. But I found that that wasn't true. I visited on a regular basis to visit my actual human boyfriend. And every single time that I drove up Lakeshore Drive and saw the lake and saw the city unfolding before me, there would be times where I'd turn off whatever podcast I was listening to and just roll down the windows and just drive in silence. And it still got me in the same way it did from the very beginning. And I still feel that way today. Like, I know even more shit about how terrible the city is in some or some sections, and there's a lot that's wrong with it, but I still love it. It's brought me this sort of thing. It's brought me fucking people like Claire. Like, it's an incredible thing, and I cannot be more thankful for it. So to backtrack to my platitude from the beginning, don't ever get significant other's names tattooed on you, unless you're relatively sure that you're going to date another John in the future. Don't do it. But when I was in college, I had a streak where that aforementioned lack of bills meant I got a lot of spontaneous tattoos. And I got a Chicago tattoo because fucking, of course I did. I'm a white millennial Chicago living person. I got a Chicago tattoo. And I have stars from the flag on my elbows. And they are my single worst tattoo. They are terrible quality. They are patchy, ugly, and most people are confused as to what they are. But I love them a lot. They are a reminder to me. Sometimes I forget that they're there and I think that they're spiders. But when I remember... Bad day. But when I know that they're there and I remember that they're there, they are a reminder for me of the joy of that feeling in that relationship and all of the things, everything that the last seven years of my life that I've lived in the city on and off, they're a reminder of all that stuff. And my future almost certainly doesn't hold like a forever in Chicago. Like there's a pretty good chance I'm not going to be here for the rest of my life. But on the list of like things and decisions that I've made and people or places that I've dated will split. Eventually Chicago and I will break up and it will be terrible and I will listen to bad music and eat pizza and cry. But this is a relationship that I will treasure and a tattoo of an ex's name that I will cherish forever. So thank you guys for being part of this fucking beautiful city that I am lucky enough to live in. I wouldn't know.
It's we'll find out.
Thank you so much, Shelby. It's been so many years. I can't believe it. Ugh.
Okay.